USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they are fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A battle is brewing on Twitter between a lawmaker and retail giant Walmart. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we wrap up 2020 with a great big good riddance, how can we move 2021 into a more positive role in our lives? USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelli of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's college football bowl season. Dan Naraki gets us up to date.
Action Wednesday began with Wisconsin taking the Duke's Mayo Bowl over Wake Forest, 42-28. Number six, Oklahoma rolled number seven, Florida, 55-20 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Three games are on tap for New Year's Eve as number 24 Tulsa takes on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Mid-American Conference champion Ball State will meet Mountain West Conference champs number 22 San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl. And West Virginia will take on Army in the Liberty Bowl. Traditionally, the Sun Bowl is held on New Year's Eve, but this year's edition was canceled because of rising COVID cases in El Paso, Texas, the home of the game. It's the first time in the 85-year history of the game that it's been called off. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actress Dawn Wells has died. Marianne on Gilligan's Island TV show died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.